Spend the Day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Om Shri Sai Ram, placing my most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Dear listeners, good morning and greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai and a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday live hosting and broadcasting from Radio Sai Studios. Till now, you listened to the segment Morning Glory, and now it's time for the segment Soul Inspirations. The time right now in our studio is 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Today is 24th of January, and the weather and climate here at Prashanthi Nilayam is quite pleasant. Well, I feel that till yesterday it was a bit cold, but now the temperatures have come slightly normal. Even in the mornings, it's not that cold as it was till yesterday. Well, the months of winter, that is December and January. In fact, January is almost getting over. Today is 24th of January, the last week of this month. 26th of January, that is 2 days from now, India will celebrate Republic Day. In fact, it's going to be the 70th Republic Day. So today, in Soul Inspirations segments, to begin with, I thought I will read out few excerpts from Swami's discourse in which Swami speaks about Indian independence struggle and also about Mahatma Gandhi. So, let me begin reading out few excerpts from Swami's discourse in the beginning. In fact, dear listeners, before I read Swami's discourse, this discourse was delivered by Bhagwan in the year 1985. And I quote, "One must learn lessons from one's mistake, repent and resolve not to commit it again. The history of India holds forth before us the folly of repeating the wrongs already done. The French, the Portuguese, the Mughals and the Afghans have all warned Indians against this nature. French governor Dupleix has recorded that he was able to establish French rule in the then Karnataka region with the help of the Nizam. Mir Jafar helped Lord Clive to conquer Bengal. Raghunatha Rao Peshwa helped the foreigner to conquer Maharashtra. Foreign rule was established in India with the help of Indians themselves, inhabitants of an island 11,000 miles away. Were able to conquer India 16 times in size, having 8 times its population, and rule over it for 190 years because of one basic defect. Disunity caused by mutual suspicion, selfishness and jealousy. Union is strength. Disunion brings disaster. When Gandhi was 24 years old, he proceeded to South Africa at the invitation of an Indian business house to conduct a court case. There he witnessed the humiliation being heaped upon Indian settlers by the whites. Differences can exist between man and man in health, education, wealth and temperament. But fundamentally, all men are equal and should be treated as such. But racial animosity was the accepted policy of the white rulers in South Africa. Gandhi stayed on among the oppressed Indians and native blacks and devised a strategy of satyagraha, that is passive resistance or civil obedience, to end the exploitation. When the movement showed signs of quick success, General Smuts invited Gandhi for discussion. Gandhi explained to him that he had to resort to non-violent satyagraha, since the inhuman policy of insulting and injuring humans having black skins had to be resisted and exterminated. General Smuts retorted by pointing out to Gandhi how millions of Indians, human beings like the rest, were kept out of villages and condemned as untouchables. The general's word acted as a bullet shot right at the heart of Gandhi. Gandhi felt that he had no right to correct another while he was himself infected with the same evil. He decided to return to India and practice the strategy of satyagraha for the removal of untouchability and other social evils and to free his motherland from exploitation by foreigners. Satyagraha was the path of truth and love, of the means being as pure as the ends. Verily, he who accepts criticism gladly and thanks the critic for his remarks is the one really human. Since Gandhi was willing to learn and had the humility to acknowledge criticism, he could mold the people of his land and be hailed as the father of the nation. He looked upon the country as one. He planted the seed of unity of all faiths and all communities, which under his guidance grew quickly into a big tree. He built a great movement on the basis of Atmabalam, that is, soul force, that strengthened the unity and self-confidence. Selfishness that had possessed the nation as an evil genius and mined its progress in material, moral, political and spiritual fields were suppressed while the movement was on. The people suffered much, but sufferings are the prelude to success. There is no rose without thorns. Without giving, no one can gain. How can anything great be achieved without overcoming internal and external obstacles? The independence we celebrate today was finally achieved and proclaimed at midnight of August 14th, 1947. What exactly does the word independence mean? It means we are not dependent on anyone any longer. We are dependent on ourselves alone. The Indian word for independence is Swatantra. It means our Tantra. Swa, Tantra, our Tantra. The word Tantra means the Atma. So Swatantra means independence from everything except the Atma. One should always follow one's own heart. That is our only Guru and God. There should be no dependence on the others. This is the stage of Swarajya, becoming the sole monarch of oneself. The word Swaraj, commonly used for as an independent state, connotes only absence of worldly dependence. Independence can be enjoyed by man only if he gets rid of bondage to the senses which drag him into tantalizing ventures. The attainment of yoga, involving sense control, expansion of love and cleansing the consciousness, is the true goal. Only when this happens can God's glory be reflected in the heart of every individual. Love for one's motherland is good, but it should not lead to hatred towards the motherland of others. Your prayer has to be, may everyone everywhere be happy and peaceful. For only when the world has peace and prosperity can India be peaceful and happy. Your peace and happiness are linked with the world's peace and happiness. Any act of hatred or violence committed by you will pollute the atmosphere of the world. When you adore any living being, the adoration reaches God, for He is in every being. Similarly, insult to any living being reaches God. So, expand love towards all and everywhere. The flag is the symbol of victory, of the joy of independence. Every nation has a flag for itself. pay attention to another flag to symbolize another laudable victory. And this is over one's lower instincts, impulses, passions, emotions and desires. This is the flag which has to be unfurled in every heart. When you achieve this victory, you will become the true inheritors of Bharatiya, Indian culture. Unquote. Dear listeners, just now what I read for you was excerpt from Swami's discourse which he gave in the year 1985. And I read it out for you because in this discourse, Swami spoke a lot about India, Indian freedom struggle and also about Mahatma Gandhi. And 2 days from now, that is 26th of January, beg your pardon, we are going to celebrate the 70th Republic Day of India. And up next in the segment Morning Glory, I am going to play for you an episode of Reflect and Act. So let's listen to it in this today's episode of Soul Inspiration.
Tune in to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Sai Ram, and welcome to Reflect and Act. Today's topic is the life of Gandhi. Loving Sai Ram and greetings from Prashanti Nilayam. The 30th of January is the anniversary of the death of Mahatma Gandhi. Gandhi often said that he wanted to live till 120, but he died much before that, of course, not due to natural causes, but due to assassination. Gandhi preached and practiced nonviolence, peace, and love, but ironically he died on account of the anger and hate in the mind of the assassin. Gandhi is remembered for many things, but today we would like to dwell briefly upon a few aspects most important for our times. If there is anything that stands above everything else in the personality of Gandhi, it is the firm commitment to Satya and Dharma. Where these two are concerned, Gandhi took no orders from anybody other than his own conscience. As Swami often reminds us, the conscience is our true master. Even recently, Swami was telling a couple of people from overseas, "People worship my form, but that is not enough. God is inside, and they should listen to his voice, which is always speaking and giving good advice." Getting back to Gandhi, one might ask, we all have conscience. God is in all of us. Then how's come we are not able to do what Gandhi did? This is a question we really ought to be asking ourselves all the time, especially when Swami often tells us that we are very deficient when it comes to following his teachings. The answer to the question we have posed is simple. Gandhi practiced many of the things that Swami teaches, even though he never met Swami and had never even seen his form. Remember, Gandhi died on the 30th of January, and the year was 1948, when very few people in this country or in the world knew about Swami. We, on the other hand, pride ourselves in listening and reading Swami's discourses, but avoid practicing them. Gandhi took God seriously, indeed far more seriously than most of us do, and that is what made him so very different. Now, what are those things that Gandhi did that gave him such towering inner strength? Firstly, he was always chanting the name of the Lord, so much so he literally died with God's name on his lips. Next, he tried his best to remain true to his conscience. Indeed, even in politics, chanting the name and being true to one's conscience are precisely the things that Swami wants from all of us. Yet we consistently deny exactly those two to Swami, whereas Gandhi gave him that, and that is because he really loved God. Gandhi was called Mahatma. Now what does that mean? All of us are embodiments of the divine Atma, as Swami often reminds us, but Gandhi made that embodiment come alive. And that is why he was called Mahatma, which means a great Atma. Gandhi was not born a Mahatma, but by strictly adhering to the command of God, he became one. Swami often talks of bookish knowledge and practical knowledge. Gandhi is a good example of a man who translated bookish knowledge into brilliant practical knowledge. And this is something we should pay careful attention to. Today, if anybody were to say that satya and dharma are very essential in national and international politics, people would dismiss that person as being a bloody fool. Gandhi showed, however, that indeed, even politics must be pursued, keeping in mind all the time what we call human values. When Gandhi launched the famous nonviolent civil disobedience movement as part of the freedom struggle in India, he made it very clear that the struggle would be nonviolent. However, some misguided people allowed their passion to run away and burnt down a police station, which resulted in the death of many policemen. Gandhi was stunned about this. He did not expect this on any level. Promptly, he suspended his whole movement and publicly declared that he had made a huge mistake, a Himalayan blunder, as he called it, and then went on a fast to purify himself. In August 1947, the British partitioned the subcontinent into two countries, India and Pakistan. All the assets of British India were divided between these two countries, the railways, the central bank called the Reserve Bank, and so on. It so happened, as a part of this division, India had to pay Pakistan 550 million rupees. Immediately after partition, there was an armed conflict between the two countries, and on that basis, India withheld the rupees. Gandhi criticized that action as being morally incorrect. The word having been given must be kept, he said, politics or no politics. Such was the respect that Gandhi commanded that the government of India actually yielded way and did precisely what Gandhi had advised. Gandhi started off as, like most of us, as an ordinary person. He was certainly not a scholar of the scriptures. But one thing he knew, in life, truth and righteousness are always of paramount importance, and he resolved that never would he compromise on these, even if it meant death. That is what firm faith is all about. In other words, Gandhi demonstrated beyond doubt that with firm faith and deep love for God, one can develop so much self-confidence that one can face any adverse situation. It is no surprise that Gandhi attracted and continues to attract admirers and even followers. Speaking on the occasion of Nelson Mandela's 85th birthday, President Clinton from the United States said that in politics, he admired no one more than Gandhi. Martin Luther King never saw Gandhi, but he showed that Gandhi's principle of nonviolence works even in modern times. And in his own way, Nelson Mandela too demonstrated that nonviolence is superior to violence. These are the days when people tend to dismiss satya and dharma rather quickly, claiming that they won't work in the age of globalization. Well, this is a myth, and it is tragic that such falsehood is being actively peddled among the gullible. If we concede that it is God who has created the universe of which we are a tiny part, and that God is satya, dharma, and prema, then we too must have these genes of basic values. If we have come from the Creator, how can we not have at least some of the divine genes in ourselves? Under the circumstances, to deny satya and dharma is to deny ourselves as well as God. And nothing could be more foolish. Today, generations might tend to dismiss Gandhi, but as Einstein said of him, centuries hence, people would wonder whether such a man did really walk on planet Earth. When Swami talks of values like prema, ahimsa, etc., we nod our heads and clap, but later dismiss them as irrelevant for the age. That is not true. As long as there are humans on earth, values are a must. And instead of dismissing them because we are too weak to follow them, we must take courage from the shining example of Gandhi and try to emulate him in at least a small measure by listening to our conscience. Well, what do you think? What do you have to say about this? Why don't you write us and tell us? For Reflect and Act, J. Sairam.
One of the salient features of the Sri Satya Sai system of integral education is the harmonious blossoming of the head, the heart, and the hand. Intellectually sharp, physically sound, and spiritually aware, this is how every student should shine. And one glorious illustration of this grooming is the annual sports and cultural meet of the Sri Satya Sai Educational Institutions that happens on the 11th of January every year in Prashanthi Nilayam. It is an eye-popping display of physical agility, mental stability, and indomitable faith in the power of divinity within. Every year sees adventurous and lovely, innovative and lively events being offered to Bhagwan, many of them needing great courage and actually months and years of practice. But Bhagwan's students pick up and perform them in just 15 days. One such vibrant display was the performance of Lion Dance by the students in 2002. It was a Herculean task to master this art in 2 weeks, but for the students, nothing is impossible. With Swami, everything is Him possible. And Swami's deep involvement in this, right from the practice sessions, was the highlight of this offering. In fact, in a moving discourse, Swami Himself recalled an anecdote that happened during the rehearsal session.
Darjeeling boy, he life dance lopala poddanna kodanu velaka swami ki aashchajikaramainatvanti okka drushyanni nirupinchalani paiki ekkadu 12 adugula paiki akkada nunchi jari paddadu padeteppudiki మెడ చాలా వాచిపోయింది. అప్పుడు నాయన, నీవు కొన్ని దినాలు రెస్ట్ తీసుకో, నీ స్థానానికి ఇంకొకరు నందించవని చెప్పాను. అబ్బాయి చెప్పాడు, స్వామి నా జీవితం మీ నిమిత్తమే ఏర్పడినటువంటిది, నీకు అర్పితం కాకుండా ఇంకొకరికి ఈ స్థానంలో నేను ఎట్టు చోటిస్తాను, కట్టుబట్టి సాధిస్తానని చెప్పని ప్రమాణం చేశాడు. అంత దీక్షకై నాకెంతయో మనసు ఆనందపడింది. నేను చేయి పెట్టి మెడపైన తిద్ది ఇంకా సరిపోతుంది పోమన్నాను. వారి వారి సంకల్పంను పురస్కరించుకుని నా యొక్క సంకల్పం కూడాను అభివృద్ధి అవుతూ వస్తుంది. కట్టగడపటికీ ఆ స్థానంలో ఆ అబ్బాయే దీనికి తగినటువంటి ప్రదర్శన చేసి చాలా ఆనందపరిచాడు.
జస్ట్ లైక్ దిస్ డార్జిలింగ్ బాయ్, ఇఫ్ అవర్ హార్ట్స్ బీట్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ సాయి, if we do everything only to bring a smile on his face, then our lives will become a series of celebrations of his miraculous presence. In fact, the universe will rearrange itself to ensure that his love protects us like the eyelids protect the eye.
Ram ante pillalandarki pranam,
boys take Bhagavan as their very life.
పిల్లలకి ఏ విధంగా డిసప్పాయింట్ కాకూడదు.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి డిసప్పాయింట్.
పిల్లలకి ఏ విధమైన అనానుకూలములు సంభవించకూడదు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ షుడ్ నెవర్ ఫేస్ ఎనీ ఇన్కన్వీనియన్సెస్.
పిల్లలందరూ క్షేమంగా ఉండాలి.
బాయ్స్ షుడ్ బి సేఫ్ అండ్ సెక్యూర్.
పిల్లలే నా ప్రాపర్టీ అని అనేక పర్యాయం చెప్పారు.
భగవాన్ సెడ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ హిస్ ప్రాపర్టీ.
కనుక పిల్లలు క్షేమంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు క్షేమం.
And boys are secure, Bhagwan.
పిల్లలు ఆనందంగా ఉంటేనే నాకు ఆనందము.
అంత తల్లి కంటే 1000 తల్లుల ప్రేమ కంటే ఎక్కువగా చూస్తుంటాడు స్వామి.
God is with you, in you, above you, below you, around you, and will take care of you.
My best friend is God.
Who is your best friend? God is your best friend.
पूछो ना कैसी है मेरी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ। मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ। छोड़ दो हर एक रिश्ता तोड़ दो, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है मैं संसार भी छोड़ दो, तू जो कहे माँ दुनिया क्या है मैं संसार भी छोड़ दो। गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। अरे गीता और कुरान जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ। वृंदावन के फूल है माँ, तुम में समा जाए माँ। दिल में बसने वाली साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ। मेरे बदन में जान है तुम्हारा, मिले मुझे किस्मत से ऐसी माँ। अरे पूछो ना कैसी है साई माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी माँ, एक सच्ची दोस्त जैसी
a single story of His infinite glory, captured through divine discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India. Radio Sai Thursday Live.